Holy and almighty God, we give praise this morning for the sunlight of the day, the spring sounds of all creation around us. Your presence is ever with us. And as we gather this morning, we pray you will steady our hearts on the ground of your goodness, that you will open us to your word and prepare us for the work that lies ahead. In confession, we acknowledge that our faith is so fragile, that we are so tempted by the powers of nations and so impatient for what we think is just and right. We forget that it is you, Lord, who leads us in righteousness. You, Lord, who has joined us together as your children. You, Lord, who loves us without fail. Lead us on, Lord. Guide and direct us in your will. Strengthen us to be your new creation in this world. May we act in your name to love and serve one another. This we pray in the name of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God of truth and grace, now and forevermore. Amen. Our first reading this morning is taken from the Old Testament, from the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 9, 1 through 24. And it is found in the Pew Bible on page 195 and 196. There was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, son of Abiel, son of Zerah, son of Becherath, son of Aphia, a Benjamite, a man of wealth. He had a son whose name was Saul, a handsome young man. There was not a man among the people of Israel more handsome than he. He stood head and shoulders above everyone else. Now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, had strayed. So Kish said to his son Saul, "Take one of the boys with you. Go and look for the donkeys." He passed through the hill country of Ephraim and passed through the land of Shealah, but they did not find the donkeys. And they passed through the land of Shalim, but the donkeys were not there. Then he passed through the land of Benjamin, but they did not find the donkeys. When they came to the land of Zuf, Saul said to the boy who was with him, "Let us turn back, or my father will stop worrying about the donkeys and worry about us." But he said to him, "There is a man of God in this town. He is a man held in honor. Whatever he says always comes true. Let us go there now. Perhaps he will tell us about the journey on which you have set out." Then Saul replied to the boy, "But if we go, what can we bring the man? For the bread in our sacks is gone, and there is no present to bring to the man of God. What have we? The boy answered Saul again, Here, I have with me a quarter shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God to tell us our way. Formerly in Israel, anyone who went to inquire of God would say, Come, let us go to the seer. For the one who is now called a prophet was formerly called a seer. Saul said to the boy, Good, come, let us go. So they went to the town where the man of God was. As they went up the hill to the town, they met some girls coming out to draw water and said to them, Is the seer here? The girls answered, Yes, there he is, just ahead of you. Hurry! He has come just now to the town because the people have a sacrifice today in the shrine. As soon as you enter the town, you will find him before he goes up to the shrine to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, since he must bless the sacrifice. Afterward, those eat who are invited. Now go up, for you will meet him immediately. So they went up to the town. As they were entering the town, they saw Samuel coming out toward them on his way up to the shrine. Now, the day before Samuel came, the Lord had revealed to Samuel, Tomorrow, at about this time, I will send to you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him to be ruler over my people Israel. You shall save my people from the hand of the Philistines, for I have seen the suffering of my people, because their outcry has come to me. When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord told him, Here is the man of whom I spoke to you. He it is who shall rule over my people. Then Saul approached Samuel inside the gate and said, Tell me, please, where is the house of the seer? Samuel answered Saul, I am the seer. Go up before me to the shrine, for today you shall eat with me, and in the morning I will let you go and will tell you all that is on your mind. As for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, give no further thought to them, for they have been found. And on whom is all Israel's desire fixed, if not you, and on all your ancestral house? Saul answered, I am only a Benjamite from the least of the tribes of Israel. And my family is the humblest of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. Why then have you spoken to me in this way? Then Samuel took Saul and his servant boy and brought them into the hall and gave them a place at the head of those who had been invited, of whom there were about 30. And Samuel said to the cook, Bring the portion I gave you, the one I asked you to put aside. The cook took up the thigh and what went with it and set them before Saul. Samuel said, "See, what was kept is set before you. Eat, for it is set before you at the appointed time, so that you might eat with the guests." So Saul ate with Samuel that day. The word of the Lord. Our New Testament reading this morning comes from the book of Acts, from Acts 17, verses 24 to 28, and it is found on page 105 in the New Testament section of the Pew Bible. From Acts 17, verses 24 to 28. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath, and all things. From one ancestor, he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth. And he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. The word of the Lord. Amen.